Thank you. Steve Bertrand, it's 11:34. We're going to take a little time here to talk to a labor lawyer who deals with, well, employees and sometimes small businesses. And the topic I want to try and resolve for you is unemployment compensation. So if you are suddenly unemployed, how do you apply? This is a new quandary for some of you, and maybe some of you have been in this situation before, but you're frustrated by what's going on. To say nothing of the fact that some of the rules of engagement have changed. That is, more people are eligible now, but who and under what circumstances? We got into this yesterday, not knowing all of the questions or not knowing all of the answers, and we thought maybe Ruth Major could help us from the Major Law Firm in Chicago. Ruth, it's John Williams. Welcome back to the show. You're on WGN. How are you?
Real good, real good. Glad to be here, John.
Who's eligible for, we're talking about unemployment compensation here, right?
Right.
That's
right.
What it's called, unemployment benefits or unemployment compensation. Who's eligible?
Well, normally people who are eligible are people who were who lost their positions not due to any sort of misconduct, and it can't be due to sickness or anything other than, you know, losing your job on the decision of the employer. Because of the coronavirus, they've expanded who would be eligible for benefits significantly. So, whereas normally you have to be an employee to be eligible, which is somebody who has like the taxes taken out of their paycheck, you know, is considered an employee under the federal tax law, that type of thing. Now, even independent contractors can get unemployment, so like an Uber driver or a Lyft driver. People who are self-employed can get benefits where normally they can't because of the recent changes, in large part due to the federal stimulus bill that was just passed. And in addition to that, part-time workers can get coverage now, where in the past that wouldn't have been the case either. And in addition to that, if somebody has to quit their job because they have a child that's home from school and they have no one to care for the child, that would never be covered in the past. But now those people can be would be covered as well.
Would that be true for a spouse?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. If a spouse.
If you just said, if I have to stay home and care for my child who is sick, then I'm eligible for unemployment benefits. What if I have to do that for my spouse?
Well, so I'll get to that in a second, but it's not even a child who's sick. So because the schools have closed, if your child is home and your child could be perfectly healthy.
I see.
If you don't have a caretaker and you have to stay home, but it has to be a case where you don't have a caretaker, and it can only obviously be one of the parents. So if there's two parents, you both can't stay home as the caretaker. It has to be where you have no plan in place to help you with the school closures. That would never be somebody who would be covered in the past. With regard to being sick or having somebody in your family who's sick, those people are also covered. So if you're sick and you can't go to work and you can't work because of it, normally you wouldn't get unemployment in that situation, but right now with the changes you'd be able to get unemployment. Same if you had to stay home to care for somebody who's sick in your family who has coronavirus, you're able to get it.
I see.
The only time you wouldn't is if you're receiving some sort of sick pay or some sort of compensation for being home, like if you're on short-term disability or whatever, sick pay, if you're receiving that type of benefit, then you wouldn't be eligible for the unemployment benefit.
Well, then that sounds like that's most applicable then to people that are in the gig economy, Uber drivers, et cetera, because they're not getting any sick pay. But if I work for a store, a restaurant, I don't know, a business that's operating, I probably am getting, maybe not a restaurant, but if I'm working for a business and I'm sick at home, I probably am getting some sort of compensation, right? I have
exactly.
I have sick days. So then
exactly.
I wouldn't get unemployment compensation, but I also wouldn't need unemployment benefits in that case either.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and obviously at some point you may use up your sick days and then you would be eligible to get unemployment benefits.
Well, this all sounds pretty far-reaching, pretty generous. Is that your read on it too, Ruth?
I think it is. I mean, I think it's as good as I could imagine, because they have broadened the scope so much. They've also increased the amount that you get. So for the first 4 months in Illinois, if you're making, I would say, roughly around $52,000 in that neighborhood, you are for the first four months going to receive your full income, which is very unusual. And that's in part because of the funding that's coming through this recent legislation by the federal government.
What was it previously?
So previously, it would have been about, it was a little bit less than 50%.
Right. It was in the 40s. Now you're going to get 100% of your pay?
Yes, up to a cap. So if you're making $200,000 a year, you're not going to get your full salary. The people who would get their full salary are people who are making around $52,000 or less.
Still,
if you're making
you won't. For 4 months or so, huh?
For 4 months.
Wow.
And then after the 4 months, it goes down for the remainder of the period to the normal rate, which is about 47% up to a cap of, you know, like $500 or so.
And how difficult is it for me to prove that I'm eligible for that kind? And you and I both know that people literally trying to legitimately apply are having untold frustrations with the phone and the website right now. But answer my first question first. How difficult will it be for people to prove that they are, in fact, eligible for such generous benefits?
Well, I mean, you know, to apply, you have to provide your social security, you know, your social security number, and then you have to provide or provide information about your status here.
Or do I need a note from my doctor, or I just wonder how would I prove that I have a kid or that my kid doesn't have care at home and stuff like that?
Right. Well, so this is literally the first time I'm ever aware of where these types of benefits were being provided. So I'm not positive, and there's nothing out there because this literally has just been passed.
Mm-hmm.
So they may request, like if you apply for leave, FMLA leave, or you ask for an accommodation at work under the Americans with Disabilities Act, typically there is a process where you are required to provide some sort of documentation. But in this case, they may do that. You know, one other thing I wanted to mention that I hadn't mentioned is that in addition to the people we've talked about that are covered, people who can't go to work because of the stay-at-home order, who aren't working in one of the essential industries, those people are covered as well.
Wow.
Those people get coverage as well.
That is amazing. Yeah. Okay, and yet I have still more questions. And predictably, our phone lines and text lines are very busy right now. 312-981-7200. One of the questions I have, and I'm reading from a listener as well, is does this cover people in the public sector? Are public school teachers included? And what about somebody who just is so upset about this, so anxious about this, that they don't want to go to work, but they could? Would they be eligible as well? 312-981-7200. Labor lawyer Ruth Major is on a phone line at the law office of Ruth Major. You can visit her at major-law.com. I'll give her phone number and email address too in just a minute if you've got a question. 312-981-7200. Ruth Major from the Major Law Firm. Visit major-law.com is on a phone line. She's answering our questions about unemployment compensation and benefits for you, and you may be eligible never having been before. If somebody's just too anxious to go to a job that, in fact, is still available to them, I presume they're quitting and therefore not eligible for any benefits, right?
That's correct. That is correct. If someone doesn't come to work and they are able to because it's still, it's a business that's an essential business and they just make a decision that they don't want to go, they would not be covered now or at any time.
What about public school teachers? What about part-time teachers?
Well, so public school teachers or any sort of a union person would be covered, but the only thing is sometimes there might be something in their contract that might give them some type of additional benefits, so they wouldn't need to go on it. But if they're not able to work and they're not getting paid, then they would be entitled to the unemployment benefits too.
Dan, you're on WGN Radio with Ruth Major. What's your question?
Hi. Where I currently work, they want to cut my salary in half, and that would be going forward, period. And I was just wondering, do I have a way of quitting because that amount would be more than 50% of what I'm already earning? Do I have something that I can claim on that?
So there is nothing. Normally under the law in Illinois, the employer can reduce your pay and you wouldn't necessarily be entitled to unemployment benefits unless it was considered a significant reduction in your pay, which under the case law is somewhere around 25% reduction. A 50% reduction normally under Illinois would be considered a reason which would allow an employee to quit and get unemployment benefits.
So now he just has to pick what number is larger and what does he do when the unemployment benefits run out. But if unemployment benefits at 100% of salary, up to a cap of $50,000 or so, is more than you would be getting with half salary, then people like Dan have a decision to make, don't they?
Exactly. Because obviously, depending on how much you're making, you would very well get less. And like John said, when this ends, if you stay in work, you still have a job. Now, there are some programs also under this federal stimulus bill, which will allow employees to work reduced hours and to get the differential that they would get from unemployment. And then I think in that case, the employers will be getting funding from the federal government. So there are these programs that are just being put in place that would allow people to continue to work, earn a living, but not end up making less than they would be getting
That's
if they were receiving unemployment benefits.
Dan, does that help?
That does. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck to you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Dan, do you know what you're going to do?
I'm not sure yet. Right now I'm going to stick with where I'm at.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call and good luck. But that's interesting how this might disincentivize people to stay on the job just because the benefit is so generous. Paul, on line 3, you're on WGN. Hi, Paul.
Thanks for taking my call. Hi, how are you this morning?
Go ahead, sir.
My son's job was blown away the first week this all started. And so he's at home looking for a job, but he now takes care of two kids because his wife works. Would he be eligible, did you say, for full salary for 4 weeks?
Yeah, so he would be eligible for 26 weeks plus another 13 weeks of unemployment at the normal rate, which is approximately 40% of his pay, but during the first 4 months of that period, he would get on top of that an additional, I think it's around up to $600 a week to pretty much make him whole as to what he would have made unless he makes over $52,000 a year, because then there's a cap. So
wow.
He would be entitled to that if he lost his job because it shut down because of coronavirus. If he lost his job before all this started, it's a little bit unclear, but if it's tied to the coronavirus, he would be entitled, and his benefits
would go back to the time
of his termination.
Everything is tied to the coronavirus right now, even people who are anticipating it. So do you know then, does your son make less than $53,000 a year?
I believe so.
And that means, if I'm just reading the what she said, that he's got 4 months of full pay coming if, in fact, he can demonstrate that his unemployment is due to the virus, which
right.
is going to be an interesting conversation for some folks to have. But
And then benefits beyond that at the normal unemployment rate.
Right. Paul, thanks for the call, and good luck to your son. This is Keith. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air. Hi, Keith. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air. What do you want to say?
Appreciate you taking my call. My question has to do more with the stimulus check. I hope you or someone out there can answer this question. But last year, I made well over $100,000. So I would not apply. I would not, you know, be granted that stimulus check. This year, I'm going to be unemployed and making less than half that money. So it'd be close to around $50,000. Would there be a way that folks like us, and I'm sure there's more people like me, that can apply and get that check? Or are we not, it's not applicable to us?
So far, it's according to the members of Congress we've talked to, Darren LaHood in Peoria and Raja here in the Chicago area, Krishnamurthy, they said to you, it's based on the tax return you're filing now, based on your 2019 earnings. And if your 2019 earnings are $100,000, then you wouldn't be cashing in on this. Now, will there be a program for people whose earnings this year are low? That would be the second or third iteration of stimulus from the federal government, but they haven't announced that. Right now, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but I was hoping maybe there would be a way.
I'm telling you, buddy.
Well,
I'm telling you. Thanks for the call, Keith.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, good luck to you. John, would unemployment be available for essential workers that have lost 70% of their income but are still working? What do you say about that, Ruth?
Well, like I had mentioned, just normally under the case law, that applies the terms of the statute that governs unemployment. The courts have said, and the IDS has said, that if somebody's pay is reduced it's kind of been like around 25% or more, that is considered a basis for an employee to quit a job. That is, and that reason is then attributable to the employer, not the employee.
I have 60 seconds left. Let's try and get in one or two more. Johanna, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Yes, in the beginning, your guest talked about people that are self-employed, people that are self-employed that have a small business but no employees but themselves that may qualify. How does that work?
Well, you would go on and apply just like anybody else would. And do you have unemployment taxes taken from your paycheck?
No, because I am the only employee, so I don't pay for that.
Okay. Well, under the stimulus, they are, you know, self-employed people are being covered, and that's an expansion of what many states normally do.
I have so many. Good luck to you, Johanna. I'm out of time. I don't know what your day's like tomorrow, but if you'd have time between 11:30 and 12 again tomorrow, Ruth, we could help a lot more people. Could you join us again?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, so let's do this, because I know we only answered a handful of questions, and you may have family or friends that could benefit from a conversation like this. Listen tomorrow between 11:30 and noon, and we will do a version of this again. You can call or text in your questions tomorrow. You can email John Williams at WGNradio.com. That's Ruth Major. You can also reach out to her, major-law.com. Email rmajor@major-law.com. Their number's 312-893-7544. A podcast of this conversation will be available at WGNradio.com in a matter of minutes. The news is coming up.